Support for KPLU comes from Alaska Airlines, striving to provide great service every day, from helping with a sleeping toddler to offering artisan food and beverages. More information can be found at alaskaair.com.
In Northwest News from KPLU, the end of the holidays and the winter still remaining has our travel expert Matthew Brumley thinking about spring break. This week on Going Places, he tells KPLU's Ed Ronco that you need to act now to relax later.
Matthew, you and I are both pretty relaxed people. Neither of us operates with a particular sense of urgency most of the time. But if people are interested in going somewhere for spring break, you're saying urgency is the ticket.
I think right now you should be poking around, looking for places to go, looking for deals, setting some price alerts. So you can go to like places like Kayak and put a price alert on it. So if it drops, let's say a ticket drops below $400 to Phoenix because you want to go down to Sedona and do a little mountain bike trip or hiking trip, now's the time to set those. And the other thing is, 2 weeks, you know, or certainly a month out, you're going to start seeing that all the hotels, all the airlines, everything's all booked up. So what I would do is I would actually start booking things now, knowing that most hotel policies allow you to cancel within 48 to 72 hours. So why not just do it now, Ed?
Spring break travel, usually associated with students and college especially. I'm 32 years old. I am so tired of the loud party scene. Where do I go if I want a nice, relaxing, warm spring break?
Fort Lauderdale.
Really?
No, I that's a good question. Where would you go? Well, you'd want to stay away from beaches.
Yes.
In general. I mean, if you're heading down to like, you know, Puerto Vallarta, or even when I was a kid growing up in Western Washington, you know where we went, Ed?
Where?
We would head to Lake Chelan.
Of course, it's close. It's going to be warm on the other side of the mountains.
Right. And it was always a huge party scene. And as an adult now, I'm not sure if I would be as enthusiastic about that entire experience. The difference is really, do you have kids in school? And if you have kids in school, then you're forced into the spring break, right? Because that's when you want to get away. But if you don't, I actually probably wouldn't travel during that week or two, because airlines are going to inflate their prices and hotels are going to too, and everything's going to be full and booked up. Start putting on the price alerts, start poking around, and think about trying to, you know, maybe combine some ideas. So you could fly down to Vegas, for instance. Mm-hmm. You might find a great rate down to Vegas, and maybe not stay in Vegas. Just head to the Grand Canyon from there, or Bryce and Zion National Park. That's what I would do. I would do something like that. Maybe a night in Vegas. It's not my kind of thing, but it's close to a lot of different phenomenal places. So if you're looking for sun, look at Phoenix, Sedona, Vegas, look at New Mexico, or east of the mountains of Western Washington, or maybe even head up or head down to Bend, Oregon.
So what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but the trick is you don't have to stay in Vegas.
That's right.
I think people kind of try and envision like an idyllic spring break vacation, but you've told me before that that might be overthinking it a little bit.
I think so. Normally what I do is I look at my wife and we just go, oh, we got to get some sun. We got to get out of here. So I'll start poking around and I'll look at everything from a Caribbean destination to Mexico to Hawaii. And a lot of times what dictates where we're heading is the price. You'll find like some screaming deal to some place you never thought of and do some homework. Maybe it's Aruba, or maybe it's, or like I said, maybe it's somewhere closer by like Southern California or Arizona. The truth of the matter is all of these places are interesting. It's just a matter of how you go about seeing them. You know, just look for a deal and then start learning from there.
All right. Matthew Brumley, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ed.
Matthew Brumley is the co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions and our travel expert here on KPLU. He joins us every Thursday to talk about travel. You can learn more about spring break destinations or suggest places that you like on our website, kplu.org. I'm Ed Ronco.